Bethel World Outreach Church. Reaching a city to touch the world.
As they keep playing, there's sometimes in life that we say, Lord, you can have this. Oh yeah, and Lord, you can have that. But there's some things in our life that we're like, Lord, don't touch that. God wants you to release that thing that you got behind your back. He wants you to move out the way and reveal it. As they said in the song, there's nothing that we withhold back from you. So I want everyone, close your eyes real quick. And I'm going to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being good. And not just good sometimes, but good all the time. And all the time being so good. Yes. Father, right now we come before you now, Lord, emptying ourselves once again. Paul said, I die daily, Lord God. So we're dying to flesh right now, Lord God. Asking you to reign, Lord God. Help us to let go of that thing that's hard for us to let go of. Lord, help us to open our hands and just receive what you want to do. But also, before we receive, we want you to take from us what does not need to be there. In the name of Jesus, renew our minds, renew our hearts, renew us, Lord God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, it's a simultaneous exchange. All things become new. So Lord, we give you grace, praise, and honor for everything that you have caused to come new. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Kelsey, if you can stay a little bit, but thank you. You guys were awesome, amazing, amazing. I just wanted the piano play a little bit. We're going to do some praying tonight. How many is ready to pray? Amen, amen. I'm still going to just talk about a few things here. And the discipleship path is something that we're going to be on for a while. And who knows the discipleship path? There's three words. What are they? I don't want the front row to say anything. They created it. Know, grow, go. Let's all say that together. Know, grow, go. It reminds me of how you're in, when you're in a race, they would say, on your mark, get set, go. And when they would say on your mark, that means that tells all the runners, Tika knows when she's a runner, that will tell them all to find their place and get in position. That was telling them to know their place. You have to know yourself. When they say, you have to know where you're at, excuse me, and it says on your mark, get set. That means you're planted. You're ready. You're rooted. Now, that's part of grow, if you think about it. Think about it. You got to get set. That's where you're growing when you get set. And then the last one is just right there. Go. So look at somebody. Say, get ready. Get set. Go. Say, on your mark. Get set. I'm going to change this one. Get going. Yes, yes, yes. So we have to be ready to know God. We need to have a heart to know God. Knowing God is having a relationship with God. So in this section I'm going to talk about first, you can come down just a little bit more. I'm sorry, just a little bit. In this section I'm going to talk about first, I'm going to have two people pray. And it can be any two people that will come up. And the two prayer points we will have is forgiveness. We'll pray for forgiveness, and we will pray that we may know him. I call it a that we may know him prayer. All right? So, a greater knowledge of God is what we need. That's all in the know. We need to know God. We need to have a greater understanding of who God is. Paul said that I might know him in the power of his resurrection, and then understand even in his suffering what it was like for him to suffer, because there's some suffering we'll have to do. It won't be quite like his, so that's the grace God has given us. But what can separate us from knowing God? You guys can talk back. What name a few things that can separate us from knowing God. That's the number one answer. You got it right. Sin can separate us from God. You can keep playing just a little bit. She disappeared. I'm sorry. It was like at a 5. Do it like a 2.5. You know, a trick. I'm going to tell her a trick in front of everybody. A trick I do is like the head. You don't even need a headset anymore. I mean, you can take them. You look cute, though. See, I know I'm pointing at you. But anyway, okay, here we go. All right. So having a greater knowledge of God, sin separates us from God and from knowing God. So we're going to pray for forgiveness. Psalms 24, 3 and 4 says this. It says this, that who shall ascend on the hill of the Lord and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. So we all admit we need clean hands and a pure heart to come even in the presence of God. He will allow, yeah, he will. You can come in his presence, but to know him and to get everything he has for you, you need to strip yourself, have clean hands, and you need to ask God to purify you. I'm reminded of David in Psalms 91. He said, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit. This is after a heinous sin. He had sins repeatedly back to back, one sin to cover up another sin and another sin to cover up that sin. But in that, he came to a place where he said, Lord, I know you won't deny a contrite, the Bible says, a heart that's like pliable, that's ready, that's like wanting to be forgiven, a heart that's ready for God to just use. So David had that kind of heart. That's why he forgave him. So in that, we want to pray for forgiveness. First of all, we all need it. And when it says, who shall stand in a holy place? He has clean hands and a pure heart and does not lift up, swear deceitfully. Swear, in other words, swearing to by false gods or having oaths. Having these oaths against idols. And when we think about it, there's always something that you will worship, whether you know it or not. We were created to worship. So if you're not worshiping God, there's something else that you are worshiping. It could be something material, easily. It could be another person. You see how what it was when Michael Jackson was around and he would come around and people, I mean, they would pass out. They were literally worshiping him. There's something that you will worship because that's what we were created to do. So in that, we want to ask God to forgive us of the false idols, of the things we've put before him. So whoever's going to get the forgiveness prayer, you can come start heading up here now. Who wants to pray that prayer? So it will be something, there's always something that will get our attention because we were created to worship. And we don't want our allegiance to be misdirected. What you're giving vows to and idols and things you're setting up that become that thing that gets in the way of you knowing God. We know when we say no, we're talking about no services and coming to church, because a lot of us don't come every week. But as much as you can, we need to come. It's for the edification of the body as a whole. You can worship at home, yes, it's powerful. You can pray at home, definitely powerful. But there's something about coming together. Two or three are gathered in my name. One putting 1,000, two, 10,000, three. I don't even know the math for that because it jumped from 1,000 to 10. So God's math is not hard math at all. So I'm going to ask Jesse, come on up and pray that for forgiveness, that we will have clean hands and a pure heart. So then we can move, because each step that we're talking about, know, grow, and go, each step builds upon the other, and it takes your relationship to a higher level in God.
God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your mercy, God. God, we ask him for the forgiveness, God, for not putting you first, God. God, we ask him for forgiveness, God, for just putting you to the side, God. We need you like never before. We need you in our hearts, God, in our life, God. God, purify our hearts, God. God, we love you. God, we need you, God. God, we can't make it without you. God, I pray, God, we put everything on the altar, God. Even our secret sins, God. We put it on the altar and come back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. When you ask God to forgive you and he comes and he does that, he is what we call our Savior. So him being our Savior is, he's the one that has saved us, has captured us, raptured us. And like it says, he comes after, he leaves the 99 to come after the one. So he becomes our Savior. But then there's something else he wants to be. And this is where we have a problem with. This is where a lot of us can have a problem. As Savior, he's a redeemer of sins and Savior of souls. And it becomes very convenient to make him our Savior. But the position of Lord appears to be less appealing. He wants to be our Lord and Savior. So when we make him our Lord, we're saying, Lord, I release the authority I have over my own life. And I submit to the authority that you have over my life. We all have a problem with that. Some of us worse than others. I was that child that got a lot of spankings. Yeah, I did. And my sister was older, but she just looked at me like, someday you're going to learn. Someday you're going to learn. But I was also the kid that knew how to repent quick. And there's something about repenting quick. It's like, I feel like I was at David sometimes. And my sister was the one for Christmas. This is how we'll go. What do you guys want for Christmas? I'd say, I want a space this and air this. And I want this. And I'm trying to think of something back then. Hungry, hungry hippo game. And I just dated myself. I want this. I want Connect Four. I remember saying that one year. All these things I wanted. Then they would go to my sister. What do you want? Just a new comforter for my bed set. I'm like, you're making me look bad. I just remember those times vividly. But how did I get on that? Okay, I know how I got on that. What we want, I would get all those spankings and get reprimanded to keep me back in line. And what those things would do, we want God as our Savior. Let me follow what I was saying here. We want God as our Savior, but him as our Lord is something that we're uncomfortable with. We need to design to make him supreme authority and give him influence over every decision. Every decision he wants to have, he wants to take control of. And he's not going to do it by force. He's going to do it as we allow him to. Amen? Amen. So Colossians 1 and 15 says this, he, which is talking about Christ, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Jesus provides eternal hope through God's grace for everyone who believes he is Lord. So here is the that we may know him prayer. I want somebody to come up for that. If we get a little too shy, we'll call you up and see how that works. So I'm going to read Philippians 3, 7 through 8 in ESV. Then I'll read it in a CSV version. But Philippians 3 and 7 says this, but whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I might gain Christ. Okay, here it is in the CSB, and Ron was scared to put this one up because he thought I might be in trouble. Well, here we go. But everything that I was a gain to me, I have considered it to be a loss because of Christ. More than that, I also consider everything to be a loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Because of him, I have suffered the loss of all things and consider them as dung so that I may gain Christ. Consider everything that I have lost, everything that I've gained and lost, consider it as waste. Look at that. Y'all know what dung is, right? All right. So, Ron, I said the word and we're good. But listen, We know that we have to get to the point where everything that we consider is so worth something and valuable is nothing compared to just knowing Christ. We have to come to a mind where we say, I want to know him more and more. So who's going to pray that? Heather, come on. There we go. This is that the I may know him prayer. Knowing God in such a way, I mean, I don't know if I said this to you guys before, but just when I think about the guy who catches counterfeit money, his job is to decipher what's counterfeit and what's real. And the way he does that, he does not look at a whole bunch of counterfeit money. He doesn't. He doesn't even want to be bothered with what that may look like. But he looks at the real thing. So much to the point that anything that's just a smidgen different, that's just a little off, because he knows the real thing so well that when something's a little off, it's like, that's counterfeit, because I know the real thing so well. That's how God wants us to know him so well. That way, when those other idols, those other things that come in that are counterfeit, and some things will look like, okay, that looks like it's God, but when you know him so well, you'll be like, no, because God wouldn't, it falls in line with this scripture, but then that scripture over here, it doesn't quite go with, no, it's not God. God wants us to know him that way. So let's pray about that I may know him. This is that I may know him prayer.
Father, we just thank you that we even have the opportunity to know you. That you even think of us, God, that you consider us. Who are we that you're even mindful of us? And God, we thank you that you moved heaven and earth to make a way, to tear down the walls that separated us, to bring us into relationship with you. God, you did not take it lightly. In fact, you were willing to wage everything on this hope that we would want to know you the way that you know us, God. Father, forgive us for taking it lightly. God, where we're in the South and everyone has an idea about you, God. Father, forgive us for settling for just a small portion of who you are, God. Let our prayer be like Paul's that say, I want to know you better. God, let there be a hunger and a thirst to know you more, knowing that we've just scratched the surface of who you are, God. Make us desperate again, God. Father, would there be passion and fire and intimacy and not just a first time kind of fuzzy feeling, God, but real intimacy that's built over time. Father, thank you that we will spend all of eternity discovering more and more and more of who you are, how great you are, God. Father, I pray that something shifts in us today to stop waiting, to stop putting other things of lesser value in front of you, God. Would you return to us the joy of our salvation? Would there be a hunger and a thirst to know you, God? Father, not just to know you, but then to share you with a lost and dying world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Man, this next scripture I want us to read. I'm going to read, and then I want you to get your Bibles and read it, or get your phone and read it. And we're going to take 3 minutes, and I want you to pray and meditate. I want you to meditate on the scripture and pray it over your own life. That's Ephesians 3 and 19. And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So at this time, just pray. I'm going to take a couple minutes. Pray, ask the Lord, what is he saying to you through that, and pray that over your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to know your love, Lord God. We won't fully understand the fullness of it, but Lord God, help us to understand more now than we even understood yesterday, Lord God. Take us from glory to glory, Lord God, in the knowledge of your love. Take us to a deeper level of understanding your love, Lord God. Help us to be filled with the fullness of you, God. Help us to be so full of you, Lord God, that nothing else. We know no two things can coexist, Lord God, with you and something else, Lord God. But help us to be so full that nothing else could have room to enter. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we move to the grow, that was the get ready section where we're getting to know God. As we move to grow, once you get to a point, I look at it like going up steps, and you get to a place where, okay, I know God, and God wants you to do something next. He wants you to grow. I think of Jeremiah 17, where it talks about like a tree that's planted by the rivers, where the roots go deep. God wants our roots to go deep. And in Hebrews 5:11-4, it talks about being rooted in Christ. It says this: about this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles or the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. God wants us to grow up. I couldn't say any better way than that, but we have to be a church that we have to grow up. We can't be in the same place we were last year. And in that, he wants the church to be equipped for his purpose. A lot of times we don't go to the next level because we're still pouting about something. We're still crying. And I know it says in 2 Corinthians how it talks about when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. But it says when I became a man or a grown up, I put away childish things. So in this section, we're going to have three prayers here. One is called the grow up prayer. And one is called be planted. And the third one is called hunger for God's word. You had mentioned it, Heather, when you were praying. In fact, you finished my message, actually, in your whole prayer. But so grow up, be planted, hunger for God's word. Growing up, we have to be equipped for his purpose. We have to pray that we can handle the truth of Ephesians 4. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow in every way in unto him who is the head, into Christ. John 15, I'm going to pray John 15, 1 through 8. So if you guys can, you can follow me, but I pulled my CSB Bible, so it'll be a little different here. It's talking about being connected to the vine. And I'm just going to pray that over us, that we will be connected to the vine. And it talks about that every branch in us that's not bearing fruit, he purges it, prunes it, he cuts it off. And sometimes that hurts, being cut, being something being cut off of you. But when the healing happens, you realize that that thing was weight that didn't need to be there because it wasn't growing fruit. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for how you said you are the true vine. Jesus, you said you are the true vine, and you said your Father is a gardener. Every branch in you that does not produce fruit, he removes. Every branch in us, Lord God, we thank you for removing and pruning. Every branch, Lord God, we ask that we would not fight the pruning process. We've already been cleansed by your word that you have spoken to us, Lord God. And Lord, we want to remain in you because you will remain in us, Lord God. And just like a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains connected to you, neither can we produce fruit unless we stay connected to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you allow us to be the branches that's connected to you. And we will remain, help us to remain in you, Lord God, because without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can produce much fruit. And Lord God, if any one of us here, Lord God, does not remain in you, Lord God, we pray that we will have a heart and a mind to say whatever it takes, Lord God. We trust you. We trust how you will prune us. We trust how you will even chastise us. You said those you love, those are the ones that you chastise. And Lord, we thank you for your pruning. We thank you, Lord God. And you said if we remain in you and your words remain in us, we could ask whatever we want, it would be done. So we thank you that your Father is glorified in this. Your Father is glorified that we produce much fruit. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. I did that to pray that over us, but also as an example of how you can pray the word. You can look at the word and you can pray the word over your life. When you don't have words to say in your prayer, like, what should I pray? Get that scripture and you just pray it over your life. And what you're doing, you're agreeing with what God already said. So it's coming, it's going to come and it won't return void. Amen, amen. So grow up. Who's going to take that prayer? Mo, let's go. Mo, let's go. Brother Mo. The grow up prayer, have us to grow up as a church so we can be equipped for his purpose.
Thank you, Pastor. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to grow in you. Thank you for stretching us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for moving us out of our comfort zone. God, give us a heart to follow hard after you. Lord, grow us up, Lord. Let us be strong in the faith, Lord. Let us be men and women that are pillars of the faith, God, that stand for you, Lord, in this hour, God. I pray, Lord, strengthen us, Lord. Lord, let us be encouragers to one another. God, grow us up in you, Lord. Oh, Father, even when we don't understand, Lord, let us lean not on our own understanding. Let us always acknowledge you. For you will direct our paths, oh God. Lord, as the eagle stirreth its nest, Lord, stir the nest, Lord. May we be willing to get out, Lord. Get out of the nest and follow hard after you, God. Lord, teach us to love you, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to hold fast to you. Teach us, Lord, to trust you, to walk with you. Holy Spirit, walk with us. Paraclete, come alongside of us. We trust you, Lord. We open our eyes toward you. We open our mouth toward you. Let our mouth be filled with your words, Lord. Grow us in your word, Lord. Grow us in encouragement and all of these things, Father. We give you the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, sir. In order for us to grow, we have to be planted. This is good ground here at Bethel, and I'm not just saying that because I'm here, we're here, but it's produced so much great fruit. I mean, the list is very long, not just here. If you think about across the world, the hundreds of churches and the thousands of people, even when we do the fasting at the beginning of the year, you're not fasting alone. We're not just our church. It's the whole every nation community. And that's thousands of people that are together and we are planted. So I'm going to have Kristen, this is a prayer that I want her to pray over us. Jeremiah, I'll read it first, 17:8. I'll not give you that one. I'll read it from here, but you can definitely turn to it. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
Father, I thank you that a tree, when I think of a tree, I think of strength. I think of the branches. But I also think of the roots and that they need water to grow, to continue to stay alive. So I thank you, God, that we can be like trees planted by water, strength in the roots, finding our strength in the stream. And I thank you, Lord, that even when it gets hot, we will not fear. I thank you, Lord, that everything that you produce on the tree, from the leaves to the branches to the buds, remain green and full of life because of our planting. And I thank you for the strength in the tree, for it will not be anxious. We will not be anxious when the water is in the year of drought. That when there is no water, we rely on you, Father. That the water will come, that your word will come, that you're faithful, and that no matter what, we will bear fruit. For it does not cease to bear fruit.
In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to say a prayer that the Lord had laid on my heart while she was praying. And I'm going to rebuke a few things in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you now, Lord God. And Lord, we bind fear in Jesus' name. We bind when the verse says, when the heat comes, so many of us have went into a place of fear, whatever that heat may be, whatever that stress may be, whether it's finances or a job or whatever that thing we're not trusting you for, Lord God, we come against the fear that would rise up. Even somebody was gripped with fear today, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they feel a peace knowing that as they plant themselves in you, as they hear even the word being prayed over their lives, that they will heed to the word in the name of Jesus. I'm gonna say this prayer now. Everyone, touch your ears. Lord, I pray that you open our ears right now, Lord God, to hear your word clearly, Lord God. You told us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So we pray that our hearing will become so keen, Lord God, that we will be able to hear your word and soak it in, and that it will hit on good ground, and it will take root and plant itself in our hearts, Lord God. So, Lord, open our ears in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to hear you speak, Lord God. That way, when a different voice comes, speaking something contrary to what you have said, opposite of what you have said, Lord God, we will know that we can dismiss it by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hunger for God's word. I think we've covered that. We want to hunger for God's word. And just lift your hands real quick. I'm going to pray this because I want to move to get to go, because I'm going to bring up Aaron Sparks. So get ready, Aaron. Father, I pray that you put a new and fresh hunger for your word in us, in the name of Jesus. As our hands are up, Lord God, even mine, but we're up. It's no one big eyes, little U's in here, Lord. We all need another level of hunger for your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your word come and just take over, Lord God, where it'll be hard to put it down when we start reading, because we'll get such revelation from your word. Lord, I pray right now that everything that's not your word will be dismissed, Lord God, as we're reading your word. Even I see some people, when they're trying to read their word, there's distractions that come. They come. I rebuke the distractions that would cause us to not hear your word or miss something that you want to speak to us. In the name of Jesus, I come against those that are spiritually malnourished in the name of Jesus. I come against those of us that are still on milk, Lord God. Just not coming against the person, but just the spirit of, I'm just going to stay here. But Lord, give us a heart to and a mind to grow in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we call it done and we receive it. So when we get up in the morning, tomorrow morning, and we feel this hunger, let us not push it to the side, but let us gravitate to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We say on your mark, get set. This one is go. Get going. No, grow. Now it's time to go. The Bible tells us not to be just hearers of the word, but doers. And it clearly tells us to go. I'm going to ask Aaron Sparks to come up here. I will read Romans 10, 13 to 15. Then I want her to just talk about what she's going to talk about. Okay, Romans. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. You guys are needed. We're all needed. How will they hear the word except it's for us to preach? So before she says what she's going to say, Isaiah 6, 8 and 9. Says this, and I've heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. Put him up. Can you have it? Who am I? Send me. I worked hard on that. No, and we got the diversity in there. Who am I? That should be you. Who am I? Don't be the emoji that goes like this. That's the one y'all use a lot. But who am I? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I was, okay. I thought we were going to keep going a little bit. But I work with 10 Days Missions. Woo! So we have at least one person who's been on the trip, yeah. Yes. 10 Days, it's the Every Nation short-term missions program. So we typically go on mission trips for about 10 days. But right now we've got a team in Lima, Peru. Upcoming, we have a trip to Baja, Mexico. And in the fall, Carol and I will be in September, be leading a trip to Sweden, Sundsvall, Sweden. And for those, we're talking about go, for a lot of times initially when we hear about mission trips, we kind of count ourselves out, or at least that's what I used to do, of like, oh, that's for the person sitting next to me. But I just want to encourage you guys that God wants to use you. It's not just for the person next to you. It's for us. And 10 days is a perfect first step. If you've never been on a trip, we don't just send you out there for 10 days. We have 10 weeks of training before. Everything from raising the partnership to go, to sharing your faith, to sharing the gospel, and how to relate culturally. Our program is really, really great. And so I want to encourage you guys, the Sweden trip will be training here. On Sundays, we start training June 1st and July 1st. That's June 1st has already passed. So July 1st, and our trip is September 14th through the 24th. So please consider it, pray about it. If you don't, we're going to pray for the Lima trip and the which is happening right now. Lima. Oh, and then we'll pray for Baja. We'll pray for them both. Yes. Lord, I just thank you so much for those who have said yes to you, for those who are on the ground. Lord, I pray for your protection. God, I pray for their encouragement. Lord, would they be full of faith? In Lima, there is a medical team there. God, I pray that you would grace their time and their hands. Lord, that they would be able to see healings and miracles, God, on the ground. Lord, that you would bring many of those who are far off into contact with our team. God, would you strengthen their unity with the local church? God, would they leave that trip changed? God, we pray for those who are going to Mexico. It's many youth who are going. God, I pray that the next generation would begin to grow up in faith, or that they would begin to step out in faith, that they would be leaders even in their generation, not just waiting for the next one to come, but they would be those who are willing to serve. God, we pray for the leaders, that you would give them wisdom and strength and courage to share the gospel with boldness. And we love you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you do use to choose us, that you don't have a plan B, that you have told us to go and make disciples, God, and you're willing and able to use us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, Mario. I'm going to have him pray for that we'll have a hunger for the lost, a heart for the lost.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just appreciate that you first loved us. Therefore, we can demonstrate the same love and comfort that you've comforted us, and that hunger and thirst is just evident. It just comes naturally because of our receiving the love that you have given us. And so I just thank you, Lord, that if we can just receive your love, as we breathe air in our lungs, Lord, if we just receive it and be grateful for that love that you've extended. You've created a universe, the world and everything for us to enjoy. And you want to enjoy us in that same capacity as we reciprocate our love for you, Lord. And I just thank you for that. And I'm reminded of times when the disciples wanted to give you food and you said, I have meat you know not of, Lord. And it was for your desire to seek the lost, to bring Israel back to its place, Father. And I just thank you for that special gift that you have given, the touch in the heart of man, Lord, to know that if he's generous, if he gives of himself, Lord, that not only will he receive, but he'll be loved and favored because of the joy that you've given him. It'll be reciprocal. I thank you, Father, for that. Lord, just give us thirst, Lord. Give us, even as the woman who was at the well, Lord, you said you'll give her a water that person will never be thirsty again. And it would spring up in her a well unto everlasting life. Lord, help us to visualize everything you've given us as visual pictures of how much you love us and how much you'll do in response to our love for the lost. Father, we just give you praise, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. But you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That's what Acts 1 and 8 says. So we're going to end here, but pay attention to these instructions. We're going to get in groups of 3 or 4. It's going to take just 5 minutes, and I want us to pray a couple things. One is for our effectiveness, so that our effectiveness won't get, distractions won't throw us off being effective. Let me put it that way, that any distractions won't throw us off being effective. And faith and courage to go. I love it because Kristen did the prayer this afternoon, and she mentioned that. And I want to pray you guys to pray that in your groups. Faith and courage to go, and pray for the effectiveness. Third thing, if someone in your group needs to be filled with the Spirit and doesn't have their prayer language, their heavenly language, please pray for them. And then at the end, we want to just have them come up, and just we want to just pray and just ask God to fill them. Amen? So, effectiveness. What was the second thing? Faith and courage to go, and then Holy Spirit. So go ahead, 3 or 4. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's doing something new. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We seal it. We call it done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. If there's anyone in your group that mentioned they need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we want you to definitely come forward. You can come forward. Mario and Karen, come on up here as well. Don't feel free, just still, if you come forward, even sit on the front, we still want to pray with you. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit and get your prayer language. In Acts, he told them not to leave home without it. Don't leave here until you've been endowed with power. It helps you be an effective witness. Amen. So I want you guys to tell us what's happening Saturday. What are you doing Saturday? Also, I want to mention, too, because this is going to set them up. Kristen mentioned this afternoon, going is not just always across the world to the other end of this world. It sometimes is just going across the street. That's part of going, going and spreading the gospel. And so they're going down the street, right?
Yeah. Actually, we are doing our third outreach to the pedestrian bridge in the downtown area of Broadway. I mean, Second Avenue. I think it's the John Lakenthower Bridge. It's a long name. It goes over to Titan Stadium. And we've had some great success there, just being able to put up the God Test banner, draw attraction to it. People stop and ask you, you know, what is this banner? You know, it's a God Test banner. Would you like to take the test, you know? And so it's been a blessing. We had probably 8 volunteers come out with us last year, and it was just amazing. I can't tell you how refreshing it is to just be able to just to stop and share the love of Jesus Christ with people and find that they're seeking the relationship that we desire to give, you know, our Lord and Savior, and share that with them. I don't know. I mean, there are so many different incidences and stories, and, you know, I can share that I've been sometimes more encouraged than I've been wanting to encourage somebody just by sharing that I'm there to pray for someone. A lady from the Bahamas one time, it was during the big hurricanes that were going through there, stopped her and asked her if we could, you know, do the God Test. She said, sure. And then, you know, her very strong dialect, it was very beautiful. She says, yeah, we can use a little prayer, you know, because, but then somewhere in the middle of it, you know, she was encouraged, but then she started to cry. And she said, we don't have an evacuation plan in Jamaica, I mean, in the Bahamas. And we've experienced tornadoes and hurricanes for centuries in our country. And I talked to my mom today, and she said, honey, if I see you, I see you. If I see you on the other side, I see you here. And she began to pray. And I'm like, hallelujah. and her faith was so strong. I mean, this is incidences, I mean, one of several incidents where I was so encouraged and so full because of her faith. But it's always, you know, either you sharing your faith and encouraging someone else, or they're sharing your faith. And it's just a beautiful experience. I don't know if my wife wanted to share something too.
I think I just want to say that it is this Saturday.
There you go, the practice.
And it's from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And so if you can come for an hour, or 2 hours, we would love to have you. If you haven't done a God test, I'm sure we're going to do a preliminary training for those who may not have done it. But it's a wonderful experience. Very, non-confrontational, because people like to take tests, and you just ask them, and as Mario said, it is a blessing. You get blessed as well, and just to be able to share your faith and the love of Christ.
I want you guys, we're going to all pray for them. Mario is right. When you start ministering to others, the ministry that comes back, it's like, where did that come from? So we're going to pray that God continues to fill them to do his work. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, Lord God, thanking you for, you said, beautiful are the feet of those that share the gospel, that spread the good news. So we thankful, Lord God, that you have given them a heart for the lost. And they are sharing the good news, Lord God. We pray that that bridge, that's a beautiful bridge at night, Lord God. But we pray that the light they have will outshine even the physical light that we see there, Lord God. We pray that people will be drawn to them, Lord God, and that the good news that is so attractive, Lord God, will just be radiant, will be a thing that people are drawn to. And as they speak, Lord God, the Holy Spirit that's on them, Lord God, will give them the power to be an effective witness. Bless them this Saturday, Lord God. Bless us to go and support them, Lord, as we can, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you give them strength to continue to do your work in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.